Welcome to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud Radio, available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, and just about anywhere audio podcast can be listened to. We have a big show tonight. First off, let me go to my co-host, Rob Harper, who's never short on his opinion. How's it going tonight, Rob?
It's going well. And I don't know if I should bring out the Chardonnay or a glass of wine, or because I don't drink beer, or vodka, because, man, I've got a lot of grievances, a lot of rants, as you would say, to, put out there tonight. So I hope you guys are sitting back with a cup of water, Pepsi Cola, not Coca-Cola, the woke beverage, Snicker, popcorn, or whatever floats your boat. Get ready, because I am on fire, and it's about to be on, or lit, as they say. So, without further ado, I will go into my little rants. Andrew, shut your mouth and just listen. Listen to what I have to say. Now, that's what Maxine Waters uttered to Jim Jordan, her colleague, during one of their meetings about COVID-19, the China virus. Dr. Fauci, also known as Dr. Fraud, was there, and he was being questioned. And Jim Jordan correctly asked him, when will we get back our liberties or freedom? Well, who is we? Well, the American people. Now, needless to say, Dr. Fraud, the little dwarf that he is, could not answer for some unknown reason. He didn't have an opinion, but he has an opinion on everything else. So when Jim Jordan was trying to get an answer from him, the other Democrats wanted to intervene and defend Dr. Fauci or Dr. Fraud or whatever he calls himself, because they didn't want him to, I guess, answer the question, or he didn't have an answer to the question. So you have Jim Clyburn and all these other people saying, well, they'll get their freedoms back when 90% of the folks on the Hill, all the representatives, have had their vaccine. Jim Jordan, rightfully so, goes, well, I'm not asking you. I want to ask the doctor, because you're not a doctor. So the conversation became rather tense, with Dr. Fraud sitting there waiting and wanting the Democrats to come to his defense. Finally, Maxine Waters, Auntie Max, as she's so lovingly called by many in the entertainment industry, who happen to be liberals, she decided to tell Jim Jordan, shut your mouth, respect the committee. Shut your mouth. I'm sorry, folks, but had Jim Jordan told Maxine Waters to shut your mouth, CNN, MSNBC, Don Lemon, Joy Reid would be talking about it right now, and they would be saying, what a racist comment he made, telling a Black woman to shut her mouth, telling a Black woman to check herself. That's just downright rude of Maxine Waters. To tell her colleague to shut his mouth? Are you serious? She should shut her mouth. Now, again, imagine had he told her to shut her mouth. Better yet, had a Black man told her to shut your mouth. And he probably would have used a couple of colorful words in suggesting that she shut her mouth. All hell would have broken loose. But it didn't, and it hasn't. You know why? Because there's a double standard. You know why? Because it was a Black woman being nasty, rude, vicious, and telling a white man, who many perceive as being toxic, to shut his mouth. Unbelievable, unacceptable. She should be reprimanded.
Yeah, Rob, a great rant there. I guess it's really no surprise, though, with Maxine Waters. This is the same woman who basically called for violence against all Trump supporters. Everything Dr. Fauci has said in the last year, he's been wrong about. He said not to wear a mask. He was wrong. He said not, a vaccine would take years to President Trump. President Trump had the vaccine by the end of the year, just like he said he would. And I believe he'd have had it even sooner if it were not pushed back for political purposes. So yeah, Maxine Waters, Dr. Fauci, they should all just shut up and listen to what Jim Jordan has to say.
I agree. Shut your potty hole and let the man talk, because he knows what he's talking about. Maxine Waters knows absolutely nothing. Dr. Fauci, who got us in this mess, who's now saying wear three masks, two masks, who's now saying, well, although you've been vaccinated, you can still catch the virus. While the CDC director is saying that you should go out and live your life. Which one is it? You know, I was thinking about taking the vaccine. I have no fear about taking the vaccine. But with everything that's going on now, and now Pfizer is saying, oh, you might need a booster shot. I'm sorry, folks. This is just beyond the pale. There is too much here that we don't know, too many unknown variables. We don't even know if this vaccine is working.
When is the pandering from the Biden administration ever going to stop? I mean, in the past couple of weeks, we've seen Joe Biden. He goes everywhere with his mask. He was in Arlington Cemetery by himself with his mask on, could not even let the world see him show any emotion at Arlington ceremony or cemetery. This just feels like a bunch of pandering from the radical left Democrats about this COVID. And when is it ever going to end?
Absolutely, it's pandering. And he's probably covering his mouth because he's probably had Botox done around his lips or something. I mean, it's like, I'm on to this guy. And I've heard from the plastic surgeons that say, hey, if you have Botox now, you can put your mask on and no one will ever notice. I don't trust Biden. I don't trust anyone in his administration. They're all liars. They're thieves. It's just not what people thought they were getting. And now we see, do I miss President Trump? I miss President Trump on the very day Biden took the oath of office. I miss President Trump every day because at least we knew what we were getting. One of the mistakes I would say he made was not to fire that little man, Fauci. The guy I can't believe they have given him so much power. You always get a second opinion. But according to the media, he's gospel. You know why he's gospel? Because he says everything that they like him to say. He's the antithesis of President Trump, and they like that. They love it. They eat it up. And of course, he's loving it. But history will judge us. And we will see that Dr. Fauci is a big fraud. And all this stuff that they've been doing to us, wear this, wear that, don't do this, don't do that. It's just a bunch of hooey. That's it. But I got to say that what I saw, it's just, I was floored, because you don't tell someone to shut up. And the tone that she used, and again, she'll be praised by the left. They'll say, oh, didn't she come down? And that's another thing I don't understand. Why is it that the media, whenever there's someone on the left attacking the right for something that the right has said that makes sense and is valid, the left will play it up. They'll keep going with it. Oh, and they told them this and they told them that. So she will probably get all types of write-ups that she let Jim Jordan have it, when in actuality, she looked like a complete idiot. She was disrespectful to her colleague. And then we want to talk about unity. We want to talk about civility. When the people on the left have not demonstrated any type of civility or unity or bringing people together, I just don't get it. How can we bring this country together when our elected officials aren't together? They're attacking each other. They're saying that the people on the right are terrorists and that they might kill the people on the left. I mean, this is being spoken out publicly and no one is calling them out on it. Of course, the left-wing media isn't going to do it, but even Fox News. And we spoke about this some time ago about opinion journalism and fact-based journalism. I think at this point, Fox News has got to start putting in their opinions a little more, but they've got to let the viewers know that this is our opinion. Because the left, they're winning this cycle with their vicious lies. Someone sent to me an article showing Joe Biden kneeling down to a black kid that they claimed was George Floyd, someone else we're going to talk about, son. And I'm like, that wasn't George Floyd's son. And then they sent me another piece saying that the United States paid George Floyd's family $27 million. And I'm like, that didn't happen. Of course, I went to DuckDuckGo, Googled the real story. And of all news magazines or mediums, USA Today said that this did not happen. Biden did not kneel before George Floyd's son. I don't think he even met with the Floyd family. I think Kamala Harris did. That as far as the $27 million, it wasn't the US government. It was the Minneapolis City Council, I think, that paid that money, which in my humble opinion was too much money. $27 million? This guy's life wasn't worth $27 million. Let's just be honest here. I mean, a couple of hundred thousand, yeah, but $27 million? And people will say, well, it's to, you know, it's a punitive damages. Well, by God, I need to look at my family, see whom I don't like so that I can say, let's get rid of them so that I can get $27 million. I'm just being honest with you, $27 million. And that seems to be the ongoing prize when someone gets killed in the family, they want to blame the police. The city is so quick. Well, we'll give you a settle for millions and millions of dollars. That's just way too much money. No one's life is worth that amount. Okay, what are you going to do with all that money? That's a bit excessive. So, of course, Dante's right. The young man who was killed, gunned down. And in my humble opinion, Andrew, you can disagree. It was his fault because when the police tell you to stop, you cannot resist being arrested. You cannot. So when you're told to stop, you have to stop.
Yeah, I feel like this is a pretty clear case. Like I said, is it more likely the officer made a mistake and accidentally shot him with her gun instead of her taser? Or is she so racist she had to kill a black guy even though she would know that it was going to ruin her career? This Dante Wright is being treated like a hero from the media. Let's look at who Dante Wright really was. Dante Wright choked a woman and threatened to shoot her if she did not hand over her $820 of rent money she had stuffed in her bra. Wright was about to face trial on a charge of attempted armed robbery, which could have cost him 20 years in prison, according to the Daily Mail. How many are out protesting for Wright are criminals themselves, Rob?
Oh, my God. It's just too many people that are out there. But something that you just mentioned, that he had tried to beat up this woman because she wouldn't give him her rent money, and he was facing time in prison. So had he lived, he more than likely would have been in jail. Gone to prison. That's really sad. But instead of listening to the police's directions, what does he do? He decides, okay, they're going to handcuff me, and now I'm going to try to get in the car, and I'm going to try to take off. Now, what this officer did, it was foolish. I mean, but it was a mistake. It was a mistake. And I read somewhere today that since 2015, I think there have been about 10 instances whereby police officers have accidentally shot people with the gun as opposed to their taser. But the media has not said anything about it. Only this case, Dante Wright's case, because it's in Minneapolis, Minnesota, that they want to bring it up. And here's another point that I want everyone to get here. I want you to let marinate. Why is it that these cases are always taking place in liberal towns or cities whereby the mayor is a liberal, the mayor is either white or black? Why is that? You would think that this would not be happening in those cities. You would think that they would have already gone through the ranks and said, hey, get your acts together. But why, pray tell, do they always happen in liberal cities or towns where the head officials are Democrats?
Yeah, they acted like all these problems were going to go away after President Trump left office. But here we are, right in the same situation we were in last year. It seems like a lot of these rioters are not angry as much as they are pleased to have an excuse to loot and riot. I mean, looting the Dollar Tree? Give me a break.
The Dollar Tree, one of my favorite stores. Why would you loot the Dollar Tree? Why would you go in and loot Foot Locker? Why would you go and tear down your neighborhood? And here's the other thing that's rather interesting, is that in the midst of all this, you have these young white liberals that are at the front lines, and they're saying, oh, we don't like you, you're pigs, and you're this, and you're that, and they're tearing down the Black neighborhoods, and people are giving them a high five, and they're enjoying this because, oh, now we have white people, they're here, and they're helping us out, and they're down with the cause, so we want all the white people to go out front and form a chain link while we throw bottles and these other canned goods and all this other stuff, rocks at the police officers. You guys get in the front line. And then after it's all said and done, and 140 businesses have been burned down to the ground, businesses that will probably never come back, businesses that are saying, oh, we stand with you. We're down with the cause. But they're not coming back to your Black communities. When all this is going on, guess what? These white liberals, they go back home to the suburbs. They go back home to their lily white picket fences and their white homes, and they sleep in their nice little beds. While these Black people are out wondering, where am I going to sleep? I just stole a 50-inch TV and got some new kicks, but where am I going to wear this? Because the local dance hall has been burned down. The Walmart's not coming back. The pharmacy's not coming back. So where am I going to wear this? Well, I bet you never thought to ask yourself that question while those liberal white kids that you say were down with you and down with the cause, they're back home and they're resting in their nice cushiony bed. How stupid can you be? It's unbelievable.
Yeah, Rob, you know, if you go back in history, they used to teach white Americans they were entitled to deprive Black Americans of basic rights. Before that, they were taught Black Americans could be owned as slaves. With mass media brainwashing, you can make people believe anything. And that's what we are seeing with a lot of the white liberals and Black Americans in this country.
It's astonishing as to what's taking place and the extent of the media constantly pushing these lies that are out there. Something else that you alluded to is about the officer that accidentally shot her gun and not her taser and killed this young man. Said, do you actually think she woke up that day and said to herself, let's see, I want to kill a Black man. Now, I doubt seriously she even knew the skin color of this guy. Her name was Kim Potter. I doubt she even knew that this guy was Black when they stopped him. He was in the car and probably looking at him because the guy is biracial. She probably thought, okay, maybe he's Hispanic or maybe he's white. I don't know. But the media is telling us that she knew he was Black and that she purposefully shot him. Now, again, it does not look good. She's been on the force for like 21 years. You would think she would have known the difference. Now, people are saying, well, you know, a gun is Black and the taser is yellow. Yeah, but in the height of the situation, it's very intense. She's reaching down. She doesn't know what this guy's going to do. So she reached for the wrong weapon. Yeah, it's wrong. Okay, but are we now going to destroy her life? She's already probably destroyed herself, knowing that I killed this innocent man. Well, he wasn't quite innocent, okay, because all he had to do was get arrested, go to jail. That's it. Live to see another day. Now, of course, everyone wants to come out and say he was a great kid. And Andrew, as you told us, he had a rap sheet.
Yeah, I feel terrible for this police officer. Not only is she dealing with being prosecuted, but she is also jobless. You know, she feels terrible about what happened. She accidentally killed someone. I mean, who would not feel bad about that? And here she is facing charges, about to be prosecuted, and is fired. She's got a long road ahead of her.
A very long road. And she has a family. That's someone's mom, someone's wife, someone's sister, someone's breadwinner. I know all of that. It's gone down the drain. And she herself got up the next day and decided to resign from her position. And of course, we have all the riots in the streets that are taking place. But I would submit to you, who was rioting when Ashley Babbitt was shot point blank range without a gun, Capitol Hill? Who was rioting when Ariella Crawford was shot walking down the streets with her kids? Albeit Ariella had a gun, had a knife, they said. And, you know, suffer from mental illness, but she was still shot. No one is rioting. What does Ariella and Ashley have in common? Well, they're females. What else? They're white. And I guess white wives don't matter, especially if they're the wives of white women. Now, some would say, well, you know, what's keeping the conservatives from going out and rioting? You can riot if you want to. Well, here's what's keeping us from rioting, because we respect the law. Okay, big difference. We respect the law. And if we were to riot, the way things are now, they would probably grab them, gang them all up, put them in jail, and they would be there indefinitely. Look at the rioters from the Capitol Hill, as they say, the insurrectionists. Some of them are still in jail. Why are they still in jail when the people who burned and killed people the summer of 2020 are out and about keeping up more mischief? There was a Black Lives Matter woman, and they attacked the police. They took her in, they booked her, and they released her. Why is that? Why is it that they're able to get out? So when you ask, well, why aren't you guys rioting for Ashley Babbitt and the other young lady, Arielle Crawford? Well, I asked the same thing. But if they're going to be thrown in jail indefinitely, what else can they do? Because clearly there is a difference of the law for some people. Ashley Babbitt, we don't know who killed her other than the fact that it was a policeman. We know that he was Black. His name is yet to be released. Why? Why haven't they released his name? I want to know. It's important.
Yeah, if the shooter was white and the victim was Black, we'd have probably already known his name for a while. I hate saying that, but it seems to be the direction that the country is headed.
Well, yeah, I mean, we hate to say it, but it's the truth. And it shouldn't be that way. We need to know who this officer was. What is he doing now? What is he thinking? Now, are they saying, well, we're not going to release his name because if we release his name, they might retaliate. Retaliate? Well, you guys released Kim Potter's name, address, phone number as soon as it happened. So what's the difference? Every police officer that accidentally killed a Black man, the information has somehow been released. In Chicago the other day, March 29th, a kid was killed. 13-year-old kid was shot by the police officer. His name was Toledo. I learned about it on the news not too long ago. 13 years old, and they've already released the name of the police officer that shot the kid. Here's my question. What the heck is a 13-year-old kid doing out on the streets late at night? And why is it that his name was Adam Toledo. Why is it that we're all concerned about Adam Toledo, Dante Wright, and all these other individuals that have been shot, and we're not concerned about the killings of Blacks in Chicago every weekend? Why is that?
Yeah, Rob, Chicago last year alone had 3,261 shootings and 875 people were shot dead. That is a whole lot of Black lives lost. And the Black Lives Matter mob were silent, did not say a word about the violence in Chicago. But when a police officer accidentally kills someone in a violent and dangerous situation, it's national news for months and they riot and tear apart our great American cities.
Well, my question is, didn't these Black kids' fathers or uncles or grandparents have the talk that Obama is always talking about with them? The talk which entails, if you're stopped by the police officer, be still, don't get flippant, move your hands on the steering wheel so that they could see your hands, don't make any sudden moves. What is it that these Black people are forgetting? If we all know about the talk, I mean, I think the talk applies to everyone, regardless of your color. If you're stopped, you listen. You can't resist being arrested. But in the case of this kid, Adam Toledo, Andrew, 13 years old, why was he out at night running around with a 21-year-old? I don't get it. What the heck is happening in these communities of color? I'll tell you what isn't happening. No one is sitting them down and telling them, you can't do this. You have to stop. You have to listen to the police. You have to respect authority. That conversation apparently is not being had, because if it was being had, Dante Wright would be alive today, because he would know, don't resist being arrested. Black father, white mom. Why weren't they telling him this? And he himself had a kid, a son. No, they had his girlfriend on TV and she's crying and she's saying, oh, my son didn't get a chance to tell his dad goodbye. Well, you know, my question is, was he an active participant in the son's life? Yes, I went there. We got to stop pretending as if, no, this doesn't happen, because we're doing an injustice to society, an injustice to these groups of people. If we want to resolve the problem and get to the bottom of it, let's just tackle it straightforward. Stop lying about what's happening. Let's speak the truth, okay? And the truth is that this kid, this man, not a kid, Dante Wright, had all these warrants out for his arrest. Dante Wright, whom they're now saying, oh, well, he loved his son. Well, I'm sure he did love his son, but he also had a penchant for doing things that weren't right. Now, should that be a factor as to what happened? Absolutely not. But it does answer one of the questions as to why he thought he could resist being arrested. Like, are you serious? You have two police officers against you, and you're going to try to take them on? And apparently he was doing a really good job. Now, if this officer had the intention of killing him, a racist cop, she could have very easily done it before he jumped in the car. But that didn't happen. Okay, it didn't happen at all.
Yeah, instead of holding criminals responsible, lawmakers are more interested in restricting the liberties of law-abiding citizens. That's what we see Joe Biden doing in response to all this violence going on in America. You are listening to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on the iHeartRadio Network, Spotify, Stitcher, or just about any audio app. Check out the website, AmericaOutLoud.com, which has just recently celebrated its 5th year anniversary and has lots of great articles and podcasts updated daily. We will be back with more on Barack Obama, court packing, and a whole lot more on After Dark.
Now, never before in our history have we witnessed the level of hatred that is now being waged against our law enforcement. While anarchist groups create havoc and overwhelm our first responders, these same groups and their corporate supporters are calling for the police forces to be shrunk and defunded. What can you and I do to make a difference? How can we stand up for what is right and to show our support? That's what I'm going to tell you about this incredible new platform. It's called ShopToTheRight.com. And it's a new shopping platform that will help you find businesses that align with your values. They feature products made in America. They support veteran-owned businesses as well as our law enforcement community. This is a time when we need to stick together, we need to shop together, and we need to support each other. It's time for you and I to make some noise and stand up to protect our country. And one easy way to do that is to shop and give our money to companies that don't seek to destroy our way of life. So join the fight for liberty. ShopToTheRight.com. Support those American businesses that support law enforcement and veterans.
As we celebrate our 5-year anniversary, America Out Loud is expanding its mission through a newly designed website with a host of new contributors, all carrying a vibrant message of hope and survival for this country we love. AmericaOutLoud.com. Together, we'll secure the future for generations to come.
And we are back on After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud. The Democrats seem to be in total control of the Senate and House, of course, but they also want total control of everything. Democrats are lying about their intentions again. They're attempting to increase the number of judges so they can put in 4 leftists and thereby assume complete control of the Supreme Court. Everyone can see this.
I agree. They are in control of it all. And although they had said, especially Joe Biden, that he would not pack the courts, they wouldn't do anything radical, they're doing just the opposite. So here's my take on it. Between now and 2022, definitely 2024, they're looking to change the entire landscape of America. Packing the courts, they could care less. So I hope Kavanaugh, Gorsuch, and Barrett feel proud of themselves for not stepping up during the election and hearing the cases of election fraud. I hope they feel proud of themselves, because while the Democrats were busy trying to applaud them and saying, oh, you guys are such great people, all along they were plotting their demise. This goes to show you cannot give these guys any ground whatsoever. The Republicans need to come out and call Joe Biden a liar. They need to come out and say that he's senile. Stop trying to be politically correct. The Democrats are playing a whole different ball game from what you guys are trying to play. They're not playing by that old playbook of George W. Bush, okay? They are playing a different ball game. And you need to go back and study President Trump, because he can show you a thing or two. Because these guys don't care anything about the Republicans. They don't care anything about the country. They're letting in illegal aliens. They're letting people waltz in and do everything unimaginable to this country. So this whole thing of trying to be nice, trying to be polite, forget about it. They don't care. They don't care about you or your feelings or the people that vote for you. How do I know that? Well, they call you a racist every day they get a chance. Oh, you're a racist. Oh, you don't want this? Oh, you're a racist. Oh, you don't want that? You're a racist. Every new bill is now about infrastructure. Oh, we've got to build more roads. Well, we've got to do that because that's racism involved, and that's infrastructure. Look at the ambassador of the UN. She goes there and says that America is a racist country. Well, if it's a racist country, how did you get to where you are? You're Black and you're a female, but yet it's a racist country. Again, the Democrats don't care. They're embarrassing us on the world stage. And they said, oh, well, Trump is embarrassing us. Oh, no, Trump was not. They were in fear of Trump. They have no fear for Joe Biden because they know he's cuckoo and he's senile. So you got Russia that's plotting. You got China, you got Iran, and they're saying, let's strike while we can. Do you blame them? No, because the Democrats are basically trying to play tiddlywinks. Even the US military, they're in on it. It is embarrassing. The US military, of all institutions, they're in on this whole crazy remake America into this utopia of social experiments. I saw an article the other day, the Biden administration, they're asking the Supreme Court, or they're not going to push the case to the Supreme Court about women becoming part of Selective Service, whereby when you turn 16 or something, you have to go and register. They're not going to push that. Well, why not? If men have to do it, why don't the women? Since we're saying it's a genderless society and we want everyone treated fairly. And then they want more gays and lesbians in the military, and they want them to be able to have sex changes. So while the Democrats are pushing this radical, stupid, experimental social program, the rest of the world is looking at us and laughing, and they're plotting our demise because we're wide open for them. We're saying, hey, here we are. We're just a country of knuckleheads. We're a country, we want to please this and please that. And this is the United States Army. Are there no real men there? And while they're at it, look at the press secretary. They're talking about making more abortions available. What? Because you see, here's the game plan. You belittle the man and tell the man that he's too masculine. He's too toxic. You look at the Black man, you tell the Black man, oh, you're just too strong. You need to bring it down a peg or two. And then you tell the woman, oh, this woman, you know, you can do everything a man can do. Get out there and work. So the two are unable to come together to have sex and have kids. So the women, oh, I can do this, I can do that. And then the population is stand out. And then, of course, Bill Gates, he'll love that because he's already saying there are too many people in the world. Now, that's just hypothetically speaking, but it can happen in the world of liberal Democrat because these people are cuckoo. If you were to stop and just think about everything they have done this year, like 2 months since Joe's been in office, and the radical changes that they're pushing and the things that they're talking about. And some people will say, oh, well, they're just talking about it. They're not going to really do it. No, if they messed up the border and if they cheated on the election, you can bet your bottom dollar that they will do it or they will die trying to do it. I don't trust them at all. They are very dangerous. And I would say to my fellow conservatives who seem to be so shy and not ready for this fight, you need to get out there and start fighting. Because this has to stop. We're losing ground. We're losing our country. We are the laughingstock. And all of you that didn't like President Trump, like Liz Cheney, whom I could care less for, who's completely incompetent, you guys better watch out.
Yeah, sadly, every institution from the FBI to the military has been infected with partisan leftists taking over, trying to change the framework of our country. We see that every single day in every single instance when something comes up with the election. We've seen so much partisanship and people just not being honest about what's going on in our country. And it just continues to get worse.
They're not being honest at all, which is what I don't understand. So this whole court packing deal, them wanting to get Justice Breyer to retire, and he even came out not too long ago and said that to pack the courts, you're going to diminish the importance of the court, the significance of the court. Even Ruth Bader Ginsburg said the exact same thing. 9 is a good number.
Joe Biden once said the same thing.
And now they're changing. He said that Roosevelt was a bonehead for trying to pack the courts and change things up. So I wonder, I'm like, you know, why are they doing this? Well, because they can't win. Because they can't win, they want to behave like a dictator country. Now, you think about it. If any other country were to do this, the United States would be the first one saying, we will not stand for this. We will not recognize you. So if that's the case, and if we try to do this, then the same rules should apply and people should get out and protest and say, we're not going to stand for this. We're going to take our government back. But if conservatives were to do it, they would say this is insurrection. I mean, follow me here. January 6th, because people saw that, wait a minute, the other side cheated, and we've got to stand up to this, because if we don't, they're going to get away with it. Look at Venezuela. Look at Iraq. We told those countries the same thing. Look at Iran. We told them, if the people don't like it, they should rise up. What is the difference with the United States? Some would say, oh, well, we have vote. We vote. We settle our differences with voting. Well, we voted, and some people lied and they cheated. So how are we any different? Fast forward to now. Look at what the Democrats are doing. The Democrats are trying to pack the courts so that they can control everything. So what is the difference? What are we supposed to do? Should we not rise up? This has to stop. They said, well, Trump did this. We're just unpacking the courts. No, Trump, according to the Constitution, had every right to appoint, submit, and then have voted on those Supreme Court justices. When Merrick Garland came up after the justice died, it was between an election. And everyone on the left, including Joe Biden, said that we should not put forth a judge in the middle of an election like this. But they got mad at Trump when he did it. It's like, well, rules for thee, not for me. But what Trump did was in accordance to the Constitution. But they don't like it. So now let's change the rules. Let's pack the courts. We're going to pack the courts with liberal judges. And liberal judges that are there now saying, don't do it. And look at how they're attacking John Roberts. In my opinion, John Roberts is a waste of a justice seat. He should resign. He should step down and hopefully put Clarence Thomas in his position, because Roberts is pathetic. He's a complete loser. He's done nothing but just, I think, sow seeds of discourse on the courts. I have no proof of this, but from what I see, he seems to be afraid of a shadow. And now look at here where we are. Now look at where we are. And just along those same lines, I want to say this. Barack Obama. I've always said that to settle the crisis that this country is having right now, to, you know, bring everyone together, we need a statesman. We need someone who can come out and say, hey, let's put our differences aside and let's move forward. And I thought at one point, maybe it could be Barack Obama, because he gave that, you know, that speech that everyone loved back in 2004 of, we're not one America, we're one Americans, we're not red, we're not blue, we're not this, we're not that. And people thought it was so powerful. I just thought, okay, whatever. But I might, maybe he could. But seeing his performance now, he's not the person. And I'm going to make a statement that's not going to be popular, but I've got to say it. In my humble opinion, get ready for this, folks. In my humble opinion, I think that the country would have been better off had he never been elected president. There you have it. And I don't even want to say I hate saying that, because I truly do believe it. I think that he and his wife have been the most divisive couple to leave the White House. The most divisive, vindictive, evil perpetrators of race to ever leave the White House. And that's really unfortunate, because he had the potential of being great. He had the potential of going down in history and being that person. But seeing what I see now, his inability to put aside his differences, his inability to be a statesman. Okay, so you and Trump had words. It was an election. That's what happens. But you were also mean and vindictive. And don't think that he's some like little nice guy. He and his Saul Alinsky theories. So when I look at it as a whole, and considering he ran against John McCain and Mitt Romney, who, in my opinion, again, two losers, but Barack Obama, he just divided the country so much. He really and truly divided this country. And the media played along with him, and they allowed him to do it.
Yeah, he's definitely taken the tradition of a former president being quiet and staying in the background and throwing it away. I mean, this guy is all over the place. Anytime there's a camera and anytime there's a racial incident, he wants to get out in front of it and do some race baiting, get everyone all rallied up. I just think he's an egomaniac, Rob, and he cannot stay away.
Well, not only that, I mean, you look at Michelle also, I was looking at reading some articles about Melania, you know, her time in the White House. It's really unfortunate that she never got the credit that she was due. And Michelle never stepped up. She was always trying to hog the limelight. That led me to believe that Michelle is insecure. She could not allow Melania to step in behind her because she was afraid that Melania would glow, that Melania's beauty would be talked about, that Melania would grace all these fashion magazines, that Melania would be the it girl. And because Michelle had contacts in all these magazines, was like, no, I don't want her there. All she had to do was to make one call and say, she is our first lady. Now, I've had my time. I had 8 years. But because of her selfishness and her insecurities, and yes, I'm saying insecurities, she could not do that. And for that, I don't like her. Now, when she came into the White House, I didn't like her then because I thought she was a bit, you know, too rough in her. Now, I know this is going to sound funny, but I thought the way her eyebrows were highly arched, it made her seem really mean. But then, you know, they softened her up with pastel colors and they put her in different positions and she was talking. I'm like, oh, she's kind of nice. But when she left the office and she made that wise crack about about Melania giving her a gift, and she went on, I think it was some of the talk shows, Ellen, Jimmy Kimmel, and Jimmy Fallon. And she was saying, oh, well, she handed me this box. I'm like, what do I do with it? I said, but Michelle, you did the same thing to Laura Bush. So why are you, or Barbara Bush, whatever the Bush women are, why are you making fun of Melania? When the only thing Melania has ever said about you is that she respects you. But Michelle, in her insecurities, could not let it go. So now she's out there twerking with Beyonce and with Oprah, and she is on Netflix, and she's saying this and she's saying that, and people, oh, she's so nice, she's so this. When in actuality, people know that Michelle is not nice. She's a mean girl, but they're afraid to say it. You know why? Because if they say it, they will immediately be labeled racist. So you better not say anything about Michelle, because if you do, you're a racist. Well, I'm going to say it. She's not a nice person. I thumbed through her book, Becoming Michelle, and I don't care for her. No, I'm not going to attack her like some people saying that she's Michael, because I think that's just ridiculous. You guys want to do that, that's fine. But Michelle is not a nice person. Barack Obama isn't a nice man. He's an egomaniac. I think he enjoys looking in the mirror at himself. I don't know if he and Michelle are having relations. It's not my business. But I just think that they're the most polarizing couple to leave the White House. And their inability to go and sit in their corner and mind their own business is proof. He doesn't even leave DC when he's out of office. I mean, he goes right around the corner in his little Barack pad and plots and does all these little things. And he probably has a direct dial to Joe Biden right now, because he's probably running things. But this whole thing with, oh, reparations, my fat butt. And I don't have a fat butt, but it's ridiculous. You had the chance, but you didn't do it because you said you didn't believe in it. Neither do I. But I will say this. If they're successful in getting this thing through, reparations, I think every American should run out and say, I want my money. Better run out and say it. Don't let Black people be the only ones. Because in society, we're all one. All of our blood is mixed. So if you're going to give to this person, you should give to the other person also. Because if you don't, you are creating segregation. Okay. So, and this is what the left, they seem to want that. It's when they want it, it's okay. Oh, it's fine. We can have a separate this and a separate that. It's wrong. So again, I don't think that Barack Obama is a person who could come out and bring us together. And it's disgraceful the way he allows the left to talk about Black people, that they can't get an ID to vote. And now they're boycotting Atlanta, the Black Mecca. You can't get an ID, but illegal aliens can come here and get a somewhat functioning ID. In New York City, you can't get a driver's license, but you can go and get a free ID just to say, this is who I am. Illegal aliens can get this, but Black people, they're too stupid, they're too dumb, and they can't get it. It's an insult. And Black people should be insulted. And these Black leaders should be insulted. But they're not. You know why? Because it's big money. The more you tell people that they're oppressed and that there's someone who's out to get them, they will buy into it. It's silly. And there we have Barack Obama, who won't stand up for Black people, won't say anything. Well, he doesn't have the Black experience anyway, because he grew up in Hawaii. And then he came to Chicago. Where there's a lot of Black crime, a place he's yet to go back and say, hey, brothers, get it together. Stop killing each other. He's not going to say that. Why? Because it's big money. These people are all in it. These elitists, they're all in it. Whereas Donald Trump came in, as boisterous as he was, as loud as he was, as arrogant as he was still able to relate to the working class man. He was still able to relate to Black men. And a lot of people don't like that. A lot of people will not recognize the fact that he got a lot of the black men votes. They don't like it because they don't like alpha men. They want beta men. They want men that they can push around, like Barack Obama. And it shouldn't be that way. Donald Trump has done more than Barack Obama any day.
Absolutely. President Trump did more to expand the Republicans' voter base than any president in the history of American politics. You know, Rob, remember last summer when liberals and celebrities were busy emptying their pockets to Black Lives Matter? I know this might be shocking news to you, but Black Lives Matter is a scam. Co-founder Patrice Kahn Collars owns 5 homes, 4 of which have been purchased recently. Some are even in predominantly white neighborhoods. She's also eyeing condos in the Bahamas that range from $5 to $20 million, according to the New York Post. When she was called out over this, Rob, she said that this was racism to accuse a Black woman of being successful for owning 5 homes. Are you shocked that Black Lives Matter has turned out to be a big scam, it turns out?
Andrew, shut your mouth. So she says that it's racism. Oh my gosh. And how does she get that money off of racism? This is, you cannot make this stuff up. So she is, why didn't I think of that scam? My gosh, what was I thinking about? Man, I should have done the same thing. I should have just put all these lies. Oh, they hate you and they this and they that. Give me all your money. Again, this is embarrassing. And where are the Black leaders? Why aren't they calling her out? Well, you better not say anything because it's racism, because you don't want her, a Black woman, to be successful. I don't care about her being successful. Okay, if she wants to run a Ponzi scam, that's fine. Okay, but the way she's doing it off the backs of Black people is insulting. And again, white liberals, they helped her get all this. What the heck is she going to do with 5 homes? Is she going to let all these Black people go and live in it? I think they've raised almost close to $1 billion. You have all these corporations that are giving to this woman, this group, Black Lives Matter. Is it even registered anywhere? And what bank accounts are they using? Because according to the federal government banking guidelines, you cannot open up an account unless you have corporate documentation. And some are saying, oh, well, it doesn't exist. Well, you know, again, folks, you got to question it. When you have the FBI like Christopher Wray saying, oh, it's just an idea, it's just this. Nope. Because if they're raising money, if it's a non-for-profit, you have to have documentation proving your legal existence. And that documentation proving it will have authorized signers, the person who's in charge, the person who's at the top. So again, who is banking Black Lives Matter? Is it JP Morgan Chase? Is it Citibank or is it Bank of America or Deutsche Bank? We need to know, we need to get to the bottom of it because it has to be a registered entity in order to bank and any bank. Now, someone can say, well, they're banking overseas. Okay, fine, but it still has to be registered. And if the money is going overseas, someone has to do their due diligence. So there's no getting around that. So someone is lying. Then as far as these corporations that are giving to this group and these corporations that are supposed to be so woke, like Delta, Chase, Merck, Amazon, and giving all this money to these groups and taking money out of these different communities. And think about this, Andrew. These companies that are trying to make Georgia pay for, or I don't want to say pay, but punish them, so to speak, for their voting rights, new election laws, like you do realize that you're harming the Black community when you're taking the movies and taking industries out of these towns. You do realize that, don't you? No, they don't care. They just want to be woke. Like Coca-Cola, I don't like Pepsi-Cola, but screw you, Coca-Cola. I can go to Pepsi-Cola. I can go to some other product. I don't need you getting involved in politics. Major League Baseball. I don't need you getting involved. NBA, I don't need you getting involved. I don't need any of these corporations getting involved. If you want to do anything, make the playing field fair. That's what you could do. But they won't do it. They want to appear to be woke. They want Black people to think that, oh, we support you, when in actuality, they could care less about you. Go look at their corporate boards. Who's on it? And if you guys want to be so woke, why don't you just give some of your profits to, you know, these Black organizations, as opposed to trying to tell white people to stop behave less white? Why don't you educate Black people on what stop means when the police tells them to stop? Educate these white liberals that Black people don't need your help. We don't need you going into the Black communities and burning the Black communities down and having Black folks to think that you support them. Why don't you guys use your money on that to educate them? Because they're definitely miseducated. They're there burning down these Black communities and they're going back home and doing something different. So why don't these white corporations get woke and say, maybe we should use a different strategy. As far as Hollywood, I mean, please stop. We don't need John Legend and his wife, Christy Teigen, and all these other Cher and George Clooney and, you know, these other knuckleheads to come out and tell us what we should do and how we should do it. Again, the party of the bougies, whereas conservatives, the party of the working class, the people that can identify. The country's in trouble, folks. We're in a lot of trouble. And I would say to my conservatives, it's time to fight. It's been time to fight. It's time to get out there and get in people's faces. It's time to get out there and start saying, hey, it's time to make a change. Because as we said, at the top of the hour, the Democrats don't care anything about you. It's happening in your face. They don't care.
Yeah, absolutely. No one who's ever escaped communism or socialism has anything good to say about it. Yet we have so many people here in this country willing to donate to trained Marxists and pass out their money to them, trying to bring it here to America. It's just very sad. Thank you for joining us tonight on After Dark with Rob and Andrew, everybody. If you want to check out a great website, go to AmericaOutLoud.com. And you can also find us on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple, and a whole lot more. We will see you next time. And remember, stand for something or you will fall for nothing.